And then Twitter came along and made things even more magic because I could ask instantly for anything, anywhere. So I would need a piano to practice on, and an hour later I would be at a fan's house. This is in London. People would bring home-cooked food to us all over the world backstage and feed us and eat with us. This is in Seattle. Fans who worked in museums and stores and any kind of public space would wave their hands if I would decide to do a last-minute, spontaneous free gig. This is a library in Auckland. On Saturday, I tweeted for this crate and hat because I did not want to schlep them from the East Coast, and they showed up care of this dude, Chris from Newport Beach, who says hello. I once tweeted, "Where in Melbourne can I buy a neti pot?" And a nurse from a hospital drove one right at that moment to the cafe I was in, and I bought her a smoothie, and we sat there talking about nursing and death. And I love this kind of random closeness, which is lucky, because I do a lot of couch surfing. In mansions where everyone on my crew gets their own room, but there's no wireless, and in punk squats, everyone on the floor in one room with no toilets, but with wireless, clearly making it the better option.